where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today, brought to you by Pestaway, a division of Orkin Canada.
Two of Canada's men's World Junior Hockey teams are now being investigated by police after alleged group sexual assaults in 2003 and 2018. Halifax police have confirmed they're investigating a historic assault in 2003 after being contacted by Hockey Canada late Thursday. London police say they reviewed their handling of the initial 2018 investigation and would be reopening that case. The finishing touches are being added to the new track at Great Lakes Secondary School. Lambton Kent School Board Superintendent of Business Brian McKay says the track and the artificial infield is basically complete at this point. McKay talked about when it should be ready for use.
We're just waiting for the contractor to take down any construction fencing and anything like that. So it hopefully should be sometime this summer that the construction fencing is down and that we'll have an open facility.
McKay says they still have to do some seating on the small soccer field to the south of the track. They're hoping to have that work complete by the start of the new school year. Crashing into the ditch has resulted in impaired driving charges against a 42-year-old from Warwick. The OPP say it happened around 5 last night at the intersection of Egremont and Hickory Drive. Thankfully, no injuries were reported. The accused was released from custody with a future court date. The OPP say they've been busy recently in Petrolia. Lambton OPP are reporting an increase in mischief-related calls and suspicious activity in the town. Anyone with further info should call police. Police in nearby London are investigating after a body was found in a field in the south end of the city this morning. A concerned citizen called 911 after seeing the body at Wellington Road and Commissioners Road East around 8:30. No information about the gender or age of the person has been released. Sarnia Lambton Pride Fest organizers are looking ahead to next year. The first 3-day Pride Festival to be held in Sarnia took place this past weekend. Diversity Ed co-founder Crystal Foss says it was magical.
Our BIPOC night was probably the highlight of my whole weekend. Just, you know, being able to see representation, even from my own community of Indigenous folks and people of color and Black people celebrated, even on stage, it was fantastic.
Foss says there were over 90 volunteers and about 500 people showed up during the weekend. And hundreds of cyclists eager to raise money for the Multiple Sclerosis Society are pedaling from Grand Bend to London this weekend. The 32nd annual Grand Bend to London MS Bike begins at 7 tomorrow morning from the Grand Bend Motorplex. So far, 68 teams and over 490 cyclists have signed up for the 150-kilometer 2-day bike ride. The goal this year is to raise $1 million. A heat warning is still in effect. Mainly clear skies tonight, low reaching 20 degrees. A mix of sun and cloud tomorrow, chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms, high 30, the Humidex up to 38, and showers in the forecast on Sunday and windy, high 29 degrees.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.